Josh Mills went pheasant hunting in a blinding snowstorm and has some words of wisdom. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We take off from the truck and we interspersed back and forth over this decently sized creek. We did our best to keep our dogs away from it because there were certain places where there was ice sheets and you could tell the ice sheet wasn't very thick, but you don't want your dogs running out on that. Well, about 2 miles away from the truck, the pointers went on point. Boom, a couple of birds came out, and then my lab came through and kicked out another hen. Well, she took another couple of extra steps down the bank and onto the ice sheet, and boom, she goes through the ice sheet. Now, it's not a very rapid creek or anything like that, but she's banging away at the ice, going the wrong way. She's disoriented. I sprint down the bank, set my gun down, went to reach for her. Then the bank gives way for me, and I went up to my waist in ice-cold water. My buddy was there, ready to help pull me out and pull the dog out, and we all got out and kind of looked at each other and laughed. But the lesson is, number one, in really submarginal conditions like that, it's always a great idea to have a hunting buddy, because who's going to be there just in case something really bad happened? We did have a friend a couple of years ago pass away of pheasant hunting because he had fallen in the creek and nobody was there to help him. Number two is be ready to change clothes. And don't forget, even in places where you're close to the truck, it's a great idea to bring another set of clothes. In marginal conditions, bring a buddy, bring clothes. Hey, you might as well extend a hunt beyond getting dunked in an ice cold creek.
Great advice. Glad you made it out safely. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.